Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 30th, 1920, Lemuel Gittins, a laborer, was killed when the roof of the Manjap mine at Fraser's in St. Joseph, which was owned and operated by Raymond Emptish, collapsed. Gittins, who was in the employ of Emptish for some time, died instantly. Manjap, a hydrocarbon, had been mined on the island and exported to Europe and North America since the early 1700s. Locally, it was used as a source of fuel in colonial plantation furnaces. In North America, it was used in the production of paints and varnishes, while in Europe, it was used in the external coating for French naval vessels. The court evidence, as reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, revealed that Emptish had been warned 2 days earlier by his foreman William Garner that the roof of the mine was unsafe, saturated with water, and cracked. In response, Emptish allegedly told Garner in the presence of another laborer that he cared little for his advice and would ask for it if he ever needed it. Emptish, on the strength of preliminary testimony given by Garner and others who witnessed the event, was charged with manslaughter. As was customary, an inquiry was launched into the particulars of the tragedy, and Emptish was promptly acquitted and Lemuel Gittins' death ruled an accident. In spite of the absence of appropriate ventilation and gas lamps, and though witnesses verified that the mine was unsafe, the jury's verdict was death by misadventure. To those who toil within the island's Manjap mines, such a verdict was a foregone conclusion, given that in previous accidents, the miner was always blamed for his own death.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.